Okay, this is Nichols Scripps R Us questionnaire on Frisky Friday. Appropriately enough, I have a cat laying on my chest right now, so here we go. Number one, although these aren't numbered, so bear with me. Team script or team improv, who do you bat for? You're all about the script. Improv is your life, or it depends on your mood. It depends on my mood. I like both. In general, I prefer improv because scripts make me nervous. I'm getting a little bit more confident at them, but I still feel like I don't always do them justice. And with improv, you don't have to worry about that. You just do your thing and record. So, but I do like reading scripts, and I so appreciate that they're out there, and hopefully one day I can, just perform them at will. Okay. What attracts you to a script? The tags, the writer, the length, or other? All of those things, I think, are important. The writer is important to an extent. I definitely have some writers that I have, worked with before, and I kind of, it's a guarantee that I'm going to enjoy their stuff. But that said, if I find a script that's not by one of those writers, then I have no problems performing scripts by other people. So it may be an easy way for me to find them initially, but it doesn't really matter who wrote them. The length, and that's another thing that varies by mood. I mean, sometimes you have more time than others, obviously. If they're too long, it gets a bit daunting, because the longer they are, the more things can go wrong with them. So there's that. But I, as a listener, I appreciate the longer stories, so take from that what you will. The tags are good. Other. I think we'll talk about this later, but sound effects is another thing that may attract me or not to a script. But I'll wait until we get there. Alright. Fresh off the griddle or tried and true? Searching for the right script, do you scroll down the feed, go to the writer's subreddits, plug your favorite tags into the script database, or write a friendly PM request to a scriptwriter? Probably all of those things. I don't know that I've ever PM'd somebody specifically to request writing a script. I have very little time when I can actually record things, and so right now I'm kind of, I have a bit of a backlog, not much, but I don't imagine having much trouble finding something to record once I have time to do it, because you guys publish so much stuff that there's always something around that sounds good. You see a great script, but it's filled right away. Do you cross it off your list? Who cares? You'll make it your own, or add to your TBR list. Probably the second and third ones. I know I'm guilty of this, and other people are as well, of being bummed out when you're not the first person to fill a script, because it is fun being first, let's be honest. But if you're not, no, I don't write it off. I'll just go ahead and record it when I can, because most of the time I'm not going to be first, depending on when I have availability. So I'll record it whenever I have time, and then try not to release it right when somebody else has released theirs, because that's kind of a bummer for everybody. Do you use the glorious GWA script database? If so, why? If not, why not? Yes, I think that is awesome. I love that it's there. I think databases all the way. I don't use it particularly often now, just because of the time constraints, and I don't I'm not in the market for a script, you know, super often, but I'm so glad that it's there. And sometimes when I don't have one ready, it is nice to kind of just scroll through there, through that one, and see what's out there. So, yes. Format. What's your pleasure? Narrative, one-sided dialogue, poem, or collab? I like all of them. I enjoy narratives the most, I think, because they seem easiest to perform to me. But I also like one-sided dialogues. Poems, I like. I've done one of those a long time ago. I would probably be more comfortable doing one now, because I think that was one of the first things that I ever recorded. And collab, I haven't really done. So I'm open to that, time willing, but I have not done one yet. How do you work with a script? Do you read it off your computer, iPad, phone, print a hard copy, mark it up, or teleprompter? Teleprompter would be awesome. I am old school. I print a hard copy and mark it up most of the time. I have done it from an iPad, but I prefer to write on it because I make my own little directions, like to emphasize words and stuff. It helps me with scripts. Once you've chosen a script, do you hit record and go for it? You're all about keeping it fresh. read it over to see what you're getting into. Right. And be prepared. Do a read through and make notes. Kind of a combination of the three. It depends on the script, to be honest. If it's a shorter script and it's fairly straightforward, then I don't tend to read through and make notes. I'll get into that a little bit more in another question, I think. Yeah. Typically, I do like to prepare, though, especially for the more involved scripts. Next, vocal directions, yay or nay? Sure, it helps to have a prompt on the page, especially when your focus is fapping. Or hell no, you'll moan or chuckle when you feel like it. this is related to the previous question for me, because I like voice directions, vocal directions. I know not everybody does, but other people know what they're doing, and I do not. So I especially enjoy vocal directions. I got into trouble once because I realized how spoiled I am with a particular scriptwriter who likes to write vocal directions and will write them to the extent that they tell you when to start masturbating and when you're going to come, etc. And sometimes in their scripts it makes sense in the story when you're going to come. Obviously, if you just start coming whenever you want, it's not really going to make sense. So anyway, I was doing a script by not this particular person and hadn't really read through the whole thing ahead of time because it seemed pretty straightforward to me. And as I got along, I realized, oh, I'm going to need to come soon, and I haven't even started fapping yet. Holy shit. So that was that made me realize how spoiled I was with vocal directions, and also why I should really read through a script all the way through and make notes before I do it, even if it seems like it's an easy one. Yeah. This is also why I'm not a very good cook, because I don't read through a recipe all the way. I kind of do, and then I get to the end and go, oh, well, it didn't tell me I needed anise in the beginning in the ingredients list, and then the whole thing is ruined. So, eh. Okay, where is the next question? Coming up, when to orgasm indicated in the script is absolutely crucial, unnecessary, or depends on your mood. I would say it's absolutely crucial. It depends on the script, though. I mean, some of them, obviously, you can probably improv, but there are others when it's, I would imagine, very specific to the story that's happening. You can't just come any random time, because it wouldn't make sense. So, yeah, I think it depends. In general, I think it's a good idea to let people know. SFX. Sfx. Sound effects. Wee! Or oh no, run away! When a script includes sound effects suggestions. What's SFX? Nope, out right there. You're a performer, not a Foley artist, or it's okay if something simple. Flex your fingers and prepare to make Audacity your bitch. You got this. Check to see if the scriptwriter included links to the appropriate free use SFX. SFX. That's kind of fun to say. SFX. Anyway. I like sound effects as a listener. I detest them as a performer because I am lazy. And I don't mind if it's, like, sheets rustling or something that I can do on my own. But anything else, and I will think twice about doing the script, to be honest. That said, I don't want that to scare any script writers because I am so particular. Because that's kind of limiting if the only sound effects you can use are, like, stuff that I'm willing to do. But I do appreciate scriptwriters who include links to the sound effects that they suggest. That's awesome. I do know how to insert them in Audacity now, so it's much easier to do that. I'm just kind of lazy. And I have had trouble in the past finding the sound effect that I want. So if you have it ready for me, we're good. Do you consider scripts a starting point or set in stone? I don't think that they're set in stone. Personally, I don't improv from a script very much, other than like a little word here or there. That's just because I don't know what I'm doing. But I know other people do change them up, and as long as it's okay with the script writer, I think that's awesome. It's just not something that I do. Okay. You have a great idea for a script. Do you PM your favorite scriptwriter, post a request, or get ready to ramble fap? I wouldn't PM a scriptwriter about that. That seems, I don't know. They have enough ideas on their own, I think, and it's a little presumptuous. I shouldn't say that, but I just figure they have enough on their plate. Rather than taking ideas from me. So I will either ramble fap or maybe write it myself or just let it go. Depends. I don't think I've really had this come up often because I don't get that many script ideas. That is why I don't write many scripts, because I am really bad at coming up with ideas. If you give me a framework, I'm on it, but just plain old ideas? No. Okay. Bonus question. Are there things writers should never put in a script? Spiders? I don't know why that came to mind. As far as nothing in a script. I mean, there are certain things content-wise that I'm not a huge fan of, but I'm not going to go through all that. I don't think that's what you're looking for. Somebody else mentioned people's names, I think, Moondance. Yeah, I think that's fair. I've seen a few scripts with personal names in them, and that doesn't seem like a good idea. Other than that, I can't think of anything. I can't think. What do you wish scriptwriters did more of? More narratives. I feel like a lot of it is the first-person dialogue, which is fine, but I like doing narratives, so that would be awesome. I would love more, like, multiple partner audios, but I know that's a bitch to get set up and everything. I totally understand that, and editing and all that, but come on. They're awesome when they happen. So if we could do more MMFs or MFMs or FFMs or FFFs or any of those combinations that I am too silly to come up with at the moment, yeah, bring it on. Thanks for telling us how to make our words work harder for you. You're welcome. This was fun, and hopefully I wasn't too rambly, because I'm cold, and yeah, I don't know what that has to do with it, but thank you, Nickel, for asking. You know I can't turn down a questionnaire. Bye.